Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And I'm going to start off asking for a prayer for Larry and Darnett Taylor. Both of them have a bad case of the flu, and they're not feeling well. So I would just ask everyone to remember them in prayer for a while on actually forever, because we need that. We are being hammered here as well. Everybody that is serious about the Lord's getting hammered the world over, I think. Anyway, before we get for it, I'm going to try and not make it too convoluted. There's a numbers games going on, and with all the troop movements and military movements around Venezuela and in the Middle East and Syria, and the threats and counter threats that are being made, it looks like it's all being scripted to go loose on a certain day. And I want to talk to everyone about this 319 through the 322nd period that we're in already. The supermoon comes tonight. And it's a very important supermoon. It has a lot of meaning to it. And I'm not necessarily talking about the rapture of the bride of Christ, which can come, I believe, at any time. I am a firm believer that the bride of Christ has nothing whatever to do with the tribulation period, which belongs totally to Israel. And the Bible says that emphatically. It's about thy people and thy holy city. It's not about the Christian church age. And I believe the church age is about to close. And I'll show you why as we get into this a little bit. Before we do, though, however, we've gotten more good reviews on frequency. And let me read part of one here. It says, this reviewer has never heard of nor encountered or read a book quite like this one. It is very unique volume. It is a very unique volume in that it presents truth in a format and a way that can be easily be grasped and comprehended. In fact, the backdrop and scope of the thesis development, along with Jesus Christ's words and the scriptures, open up a fresh, comprehensive, new way of looking upon everything bounded by time and space that is encountered in daily life and touched upon by Scripture. And then this is a profound and valuable book to read, which points to the only way of life and life more abundantly. It affords priceless benefit to believers, non-believers seeking truth, and those turned off by the plethora of religions of man. Highly recommended. So we appreciate that. That, and it's it really is a book that's totally different. It does make things very simple to understand once you grasp what the essentials of it are. The whole thing becomes crystal clear in why Jesus said what he did and why salvation works the way it works. I did get one comment from somebody, and they said, frequency equals work salvation, which is totally false. This has nothing to do with what the Bible says are works. Works in the Bible actually mean an attempt by anyone to justify themselves to God by their good works, good deeds, right thinking, or the good works, whatever you want to call them. It has nothing to do with works. Obedience is never, ever, anywhere in the Bible classified as a work. And those kind of people that are trying to tell everybody that it's faith and belief only and anything else is a work, are simply either deniers of what Jesus Christ himself said, plainly and very bluntly said it, over and over again said it. If that's what they want to believe, then they're going to end up where the vast majority of Christians do end up, and you'll find that in Matthew chapter 7. I can't remember what verse it is, 21, 22, 23, somewhere in there, where Jesus says to the multitudes of Christians, get away from me. Never knew who you were. Don't know you. And there's a reason why he says that, and I don't want to get into that tonight. There's too much else going on. But anyway, this is not a work salvation book. I've been charged with that a lot by the faith and belief people who have redacted everything Jesus Christ said to do to get one saved. They've just taken it out of the Bible. It's like it's no longer there. And if you believe that, in fact, some of them are going to the point of saying that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John really belong in the Old Testament. There are many who tell you that Matthew is for the Jews, it has nothing to do with Christians. And it's all a bunch of bunkum. There's no truth in what they're trying to tell you. It's all satanic, and it's Satan trying to keep you within the matrix. That's what the whole thing is about. This whole concept is to keep you totally within the frequency matrix that you were born in, live in, and die in, unless you're fortunate and you find your way out of it. That's the whole plan of Satan, who is the overlord of the matrix. And under him are your various people, rulers, leaders, and your religions and everything else that want to keep you in the matrix. Jesus even said it. He said, they won't go in and they won't allow you to go in either. So I don't know why people just completely disregard the words of Jesus Christ himself and opt. There's one guy on YouTube keeps saying, well, I'm not a follower of Jesus Christ. I am a Pauline and I follow Paul. Well, unfortunately for this fellow, Paul's theology is identical to the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't change at all. So I don't know where these guys are coming from. Anyway, when it comes to works, this is what Jesus himself said, Matthew 5:20. For I say unto you that except your righteousness or works shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Impossible, which would be impossible, right? They kept over 430 ritualistic laws in attempts to justify themselves before the Lord. Even Paul said in Romans, they have a zeal for God, but it's a zeal without knowledge. So really what Jesus is telling you, look, it's not possible. Your works aren't going to help you a bit. It's not that you shouldn't have good works. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the works, although they ought to be good and righteous and holy, are not the situation when it comes to your salvation. Anyway, a long time ago, we went over some numbers. 9-11, 9-23, and 11-11 are all the same, actually, of the occult, and it depends upon how they work out their multiple calendar dates, etc., etc., etc. And I want to get into some of these things that are going on because we are having sign after sign after sign after sign, and they are coming closer and closer and closer together, just like birth pangs. Birth pangs for the world and earth changes. Birth pangs, however, in science are coming so close together now. And since August 21st of 2017, which was the total eclipse over America, then we had the star sign on 9/23, September 23rd. You probably all remember that one, which was 2 years since Obama and the Pope shook hands on 9/23. At 9:23 in the morning, I'm going to get into that because there's something going on here behind the scenes that I don't think anybody's watching or seeing. Then we had a blood moon over Israel, Tubiah, remember that one, of last year. And there have been an increasing in signs that appear to be converging to the dates between 319 and 322. And many of them appear to be pointing to April 11th. And I just want to pick up on sudden destruction. Now, remember, I talked to you about sudden destruction and how it comes out of the blue. There is no warning. It's like every other day. You get in your car, you go to work, or whatever it is you do, like everything is normal. Nothing out of the ordinary. Whatever. Out of the blue. Important, we keep that in mind. Thessalonians 5:2-4. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Well, the only way it cannot overtake you as a thief is if you are watching and you know what's going on around you. All right, then we got this one. Luke 21:34-36. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare, now when you walk into a snare, you don't even know it's there. You walk into it, and suddenly you're caught. And this is what this is referring to. It's referring back, actually, to sudden destruction. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. You're being told this is going to be a global event. Not just isolated to America or Russia or the EU. It is a global event. It's going to take place suddenly throughout the entire world with no warning or warning signs whatsoever. The only way you're going to know about this is if you know what the signs are. You know how God uses numbers, et cetera, et cetera. Watch ye therefore. Watch what? Watch the signs, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, stand before the Son of Man. And then on another verse, for as lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man be. I believe that's a global plasma event. He's giving us the clues. He's telling us it's like lightning. I don't know if any of you remember Tom Cruise and the invasion from Mars. I'm not sure what they called the movie. I don't know if you remember, but these entities, these beings came down in flashes of lightning. Also remember that Satan, I beheld Satan as lightning fall to the earth. These are sudden, unexpected events. And the meaning of sudden is non-apparent, unexpected, suddenly, totally unaware. These are very, very important clues, because this is going to sneak up on everybody and bang, it's over. Plasma discharge events are being photographed more and more. I found some spikes that were being photographed, straight up spikes. Those are plasma events. Plasma can be both harmless and very, very powerful. Depends on what kind of plasma you're talking about. Anyway, the destroyer, as the destroyer moves closer to Earth, it perturbs the sun and planets of the solar system. And major changes are going on all over the world. here's a comment that Jesus made, John 11:9, which is 8:9-11. Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world." What's he talking about? Well, who was the light of the world? Jesus Christ. If you have Jesus Christ, you know what the light of the world is. What's he also telling us? He's telling us about an equinox. He's talking about predominantly, probably either the spring or the fall equinox, where there are 12 hours in a day and 12 hours in a night. This is very, very important. So anyway, should we be concerned about what's coming, and we're right here in the middle of the 20th, we have a convergence. So is this telling us that something is really important about to happen? And I'm going to point to the 22nd as to why that may be true, or down the road a ways. But certainly this is another very important sign for everyone to really be watching this one. Now here's something that's very, very interesting. If you take 365 days of a year, which we have now, and you multiply that by 3.5 years, 42 months, remember the scripture about the 42 months and 42 months, 1260, 1260, depends on which calendar you're using. If you take the handshake of Obama and the Pope on 9/23/2015 at 9:23 in the morning in Washington, and you add the 365 years by 3.5 years, it comes to 1,277 days, which brings you, guess what, March 22nd, 2019. It is 42 months exactly. Is this another clue of something very big coming? In other words, is the 7 years, has it already begun and we didn't even know it? That it began way, way back when Obama and the Pope shook hands on 9/23? It seems rather odd to me. Now, this would be for the Christians, not necessarily for Israel. It seems rather odd to me that it works out that 3/22/2019 is exactly 42 months from that handshake. I don't think that's coincidental. I think we're being told something. We better be very, very alert. Now, the first moon on January 20th, 2019 was a blood red moon over the United States. Jewish rabbis made the comment that it was time for the Jews to get out of America and go back to Israel, for trouble was coming to America. It's kind of interesting how all that works. Now, Purim, as we know, is already begun. Last feast of the year is Purim on their calendars. 3 days. It takes 3 days according to the book of Esther. Now, I don't know if Israel actually recognizes the 3 days, or whether they're going, from what I can find out, they're really paying more attention to the 2 days. But if you read the book of Esther, it actually is 3 days. It's a three-day feast. The last day and the resurrection on the last day, or the third day. Do a word study if you got a computer and look up 3 days or third day. Sign of a possible end of the period of grace. Anyway, the 20th, which is today, is called Erev Purim. 21st, Purim. Kind of interesting, because on the 21st, which is the main feast day of Purim, which goes back to the book of Esther, is also the main date of the serpent coming down the steps of their step pyramid. Isn't that interesting? Signifying the arrival. body of the snake and the head on the bottom of the pyramid. It's done by sunlight, and it makes the serpent come wiggle down the pyramid and onto the ground. It's telling people of the arrival of the serpent gods. Remember that great old serpent that deceiveth the whole earth? All right, so Purim also means the Feast of Lots. The last day of Purim is on the 22nd, which falls on a Thursday, named after the god Thor, meaning thunder, pointing possibly to the arrival. I saw Satan cast down as lightning. Lightning and thunder all go together. Kind of interesting, all of this. Suchan Purim is on the 22nd, last day of the year, on one of their calendars. It is also the third day. Kind of interesting that 22nd is an 11-11. These numbers all mean a lot. So anyway, it's a clear sign of something approaching and the end of the age of grace. Revelation 3, consider March 19 through 22. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, portal, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Another interesting one is Revelation 21, 1 through 3. And I'll get back to why we're using 21, 1 through 3. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God shall be with them and be their God. It's kind of interesting how all this really ties together. Okay, from the 19th to the 22nd of March, the Denver Airport, which is totally occultic and Masonic, was dedicated on 3/19/1994, 25 years ago. It is the hub of the New World Order. It's occultic, it's on high ground, because they knew there was going to be a destroyer come by, and they knew there was going to be a pole shift and the resulting huge tsunamis. So they moved it to the high ground of Denver. And America is not the only one, by the way, that has been moving to high ground, inland, as far as they can get. Not that it's going to do them any good. If they would read the Bible, they'd know it's not going to help them. Anyway, third supermoon is tonight and tomorrow over America. It's the first since 2000. The year 2000, pointing to the 2,000 years of the church age, I believe. It's also known as a worm moon or a hunger moon, as well as a thunder moon. Isn't that interesting? On the 21st is on a Thursday, known as Thor and Thunder. Also of note, 21 is a 777. And here's something interesting. It's 21 days to 4/11, and the star sign of the two great comets that formed a perfect cross over the head of Algol in 1996 and 1997. I'll get to that one. Thunder and lightning work together. Jesus said his return would be as lightning, sudden, no warning, unless you were watching the signs. The supermoon is also the first of the equinox in 19 years, pointing to 2019 or to the 19th through the 22nd, spring equinox. Remember, the serpent slides down the steps of the pyramid in Chichen Itza on the spring equinox, symbolic of the return of the serpent race. The arrival has to be soon now, because it's the Antichrist system. 12 hours and 12 hours. Man's based everything on the 321 spring equinox. We're going to get into the 1221 date of the Mayans. It's coded. It really is coded, folks. And it points to 411 as well as 322. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Now, this is very, very interesting, because this is the capture of humanity. Excuse me, way back then. Humanity was captured into the low frequency matrix of which we are born in, live in, and die in. This is what frequency is all about. All you got to do is think about time, space, and the continuum, the whole universe. Think of it as being put into a box, and that box is contained. Jesus is the only one who has the key to get unlock it, which he says so in the book of Revelation over and over again. He's the only one with the keys to unlock it. Anyway, now, let's see. The great dragon was cast out. Now, this is the arrival. And remember the pyramid and the snake coming down the pyramid. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, the world is going to think this is the return of God and his angels. It is part of the strong delusion. And 99%, I believe, 95%, hopefully 90% or 80% of the world's going to go, they're going to buy into this thing. They're going to think that when this dragon, this arrival, and his fallen angels are actually God and his angels, and they will bow down and they will worship Satan. And this has been going on for a long, long time now. Getting people ready for it. It's been going on now for years. History Channel and some of those others that promote the ancient astronauts and all of that are prepping you for the arrival, that somehow these entities are not at all fallen ones. They are merely come from another planet. They come from another star system. And they're coming back here to see how mankind is doing and to aid them up that final evolutionary leap up to godhood status. This is what this deception is all about. It's an absolute lie. The casting out of these people is an arrival from our point of view. Here's what it says in Thessalonians 2:9-12. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. I don't want to get into this, but it doesn't say love for the truth. It's obvious you would have to have a love for the truth. It says love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So there you go. And it's very, very interesting that if you go, even him who's coming, and then you go to verse 11, at this cause shall send them strong delusion. So you tie those two together, you got another 9-11, it's an arrival. And it's to damn the human race, because why? They rejected Jesus Christ. They wouldn't have anything to do with him. Said no, even the Christians, we don't have to do what he says. Okay, Revelation 12:12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. The number 1212 is a very interesting number, and I can't really display it, but it is code for 321 and for 411. The UFO flap for 2018 and 2019 is increasing rapidly. It signals that something very big is soon going to happen to Israel, the Lord's timepiece for the world. And because we are connected so closely to Israel, we're going to get nailed too. And of course, as you know, I think it's like 18 states are now highly flooded. I mean, this is a total disaster of which we probably will not find out for another month or more as to what this has cost America. And this is only the beginning of judgments that are going to come to this nation. You cannot give your finger to the Lord and expect he's going to be gracious and compassionate in return. Folks, write the number if you haven't ever read it. Deuteronomy chapter 28 applies to the United States of America, actually applies to any nation in the whole world. If you do as God commanded, you will be blessed. If you don't, you will be cursed. America was blessed, has turned its back upon the Lord, and is now undergoing all the curses. And it's just too bad that this is what's happened, but I can't soften it up. I can't tell people everything is going to be fine when it isn't. And getting back to the arrival and the return, you go to Genesis 6, and the arrival of the so-called gods landed on Mount Hermon, which is on the 33rd parallel. They had a crash in 1897 in Texas of a UFO on the 33rd parallel. And then you had the Roswell and Aztec crashes 1947-48 on the 33rd degree parallel. The Masons are, and that's why 33, by the way, is so important to the Masons, because they're awaiting the return of these gods who are really fallen angels. It's part of the strong delusion, and it's upon them, because they rejected what Jesus Christ said to do. They just don't want anything to do with it. And unfortunately, a lot of the Christians don't either. Okay, Jesus said, pray that your flight not be in winter or on a Sabbath. The end of the Purim is on Friday, the last day, the last feast for the entire year. And Saturday is a Sabbath, so it falls exactly where it should, according to what Jesus had to say. Also, Purim is the last day of Purim. It's the 22nd, which we already covered. The Mayan 2012 date is highly suspect because it's a code. 12-21-2012. If you take the 12-21 and just add it, 1 and 2 is 3, and 2 and 1 is 3, it's a 33. It's a Masonic number. And it's pointing to the UFO crashes, but it's also pointing more to the arrival. That's why 33 is such a big number to the Masons. That's one of the reasons. 321 is encoded in there as well. If you take 1 plus 2, it's 3 and 21, 321. Huh, isn't that interesting? Equinox. Also, it's a 411 encode. because if you take 1, 2, 2, and 1, you got 2 1s, which is 11, and 2 plus 2 is 4. You have a 4, 11 encoded right there. April 11th is the date that the two comets crossed over Satan's head, the star Aegol, one in 1996, which was Hyakutake, and then Hale Bopp in 1997. They formed a perfect cross in the heavens. And it's been 22 years since that. And that's, of course, an 11-11. So we have the 411 code. We have the 321 code embedded on all of this stuff. This is how they work with the numbers. This is how the occult does it. And what's interesting is April 10th is 21 days from the supermoon and Purim. And it's exactly 22 days if you go from the 21st to April 11th, another 11-11. And why did God, I'm asking a question now, why did God point us out, or point out April 11th with the two brightest comets ever seen by humanity to paint a perfect cross over Satan's head, unless it points directly to Genesis and the work of Christ being finished? Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, you will strike his heel. Romans 16:20, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. You see what's going on here? You see how this is all working out? Why would those two stars form a perfect cross directly over Satan's head, showing you the crushing of the head and the return of the Lord for his church? Anyway, it's hard to see if you're not writing it down, but it's a sign of great importance. And it's another, it could be another in a series that's escalating very rapidly, all pointing to the soon return of Jesus Christ for his church. Or, in the alternative, he's going to hide away his church as the tribulation actually begins. And then I want to get into some of the earth changes that are going on all over the world. This is horrendous. It's not just America, folks. It's everywhere. It has to do with the approach of the destroyer. Floods are in America, 14 states, Nebraska in huge trouble, farmers wiped out, food supplies, costs escalate, 500,000 cattle destroyed. Iowa was also hit very hard. We're not going to know what the damages are. They're probably not even going to tell us. They're not even going to tell us how many people died from all this. And the Mississippi River is going to become flooded as well, because almost all of that water makes its way into the Mississippi. It's going to take a while. Mozambique is another place where absolute horrific flooding. I think it's killed over 1,000 and many more, they think. Australia is undergoing major flooding. Then we have cyclones battering the nations. I believe all of this is pointing to Noah and the flood of Noah. God is telling us, look to the flood of Noah, because this is worldwide. All of this is happening not just here, it's worldwide. Why would he do that? Well, he's telling you, I am coming back to get my church. Noah escaped. Jesus Christ is our ark. It's all tied together. And then we have all around the world sinkholes, rifts, mudslides, plasma discharge events, earthquake clouds, and booms now being heard all over the world. Volcanoes are coming to life all over the world. Heavy rains, atmospheric rivers, sun disease, ocean currents changing, extremes in heat and cold. Very, very erratic weather. Now, this has happened before. If you go back into ancient history, go back into Solon Solon, who was a Greek sage, he journeyed into Egypt in his explorations to find the truth. And he ran into some Egyptian wise men known as the priests. And this is what they told him. Oh, Solon, Solon, you Hellenes, you Greeks, are but children. There is no old doctrine handed down among you by ancient traditions or any science, which is hoary with age. And I will tell you the reason behind this. There have been, and will be again, many destructions of mankind out of many causes, the greatest having been brought about by earth fire and inundation. What he's talking about there is a crustal pole shift and huge tsunamis. So what he's really telling us is all that there are cycles of destruction. And they are caused either by gravity, cosmic shock waves, cosmic interference from a nearby supernova explosion, or maybe a shock wave coming out of the Milky Way core, as Dr. LaViolette proposes, and he's been proven right so far, or a large space object, such as a destroyer, that comes by the solar system periodically. Now, Plato tells us that the sun rose in the west and set in the east. You can explain that only by a total crustal pole shift. The sun and the stars once rose in the west and they set in the east. I mean, in the rising and setting of the sun and other heavenly bodies, how in those times that used to set where they now rise and used to rise where they now set. At certain periods, the earth has its present circular motion, and at other periods, it revolves in the reverse direction. All of the changes which take place in the heavens, this reversal is the greatest and the most complete. Isn't that interesting? So what is most likely the cause of this? Well, according to the ancients, it was a passing of a terrible red comet, gone by many names, Typhon, Frightener, Doom's Shape, the Destroyer, Aegis, Planet of the Crossing, Nemesis, and Planet X. In the Bible, it is called the Great Red Dragon. And, of course, there is a spiritual side to what's going on in the physical realm. And once you understand that, then you can see what's really going on here. Here's another one. The world teetered off balance, spun around crazily, and rolled over twice. Mountains plunged into the seas, and the land was inundated, and a great shudder. The planet began rotating again. The Greek historian Herodotus describes of Egypt maintained that four times the earth in its movements reversed itself so that the sun shifted and rose where it formerly set where it formerly rose. That's the world turning upside down. It's really what this is about. The Egyptians pride themselves on being the most ancient people in the world. In their authentic annals, one may read that since they have been in existence, the course of the stars has changed four times, and that the sun has set twice in the part of the sky where it now rises today. Here's another one from China. The planets altered their courses. The sky sank lower towards the north. The sun, moon, and stars changed their motions. The earth fell to pieces, and the waters of its bosom, the deeps, rushed upwards with great violence that overflowed the earth. Heaven's pillars broke, and the bonds with earth were ruptured. Heaven loomed over the northwest. Since the sun, moon, and stars and planets were now shifted, the earth became empty. These are the ancient folks trying to warn us of what's coming. This is why Jesus Christ said, pray always that you be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Mankind will be as rare as fine gold, according to the book of Isaiah. Here's what Gordon Michael Scallion was told when he was working with the government. We, the scientific community, know that earth changes are coming, but the consensus is that we can do nothing without upsetting the current delicate balance of the global economy. If we were to announce what we know publicly and admit we don't know what to do, it would set off worldwide panic that could be worse than keeping quiet and letting the events unfold. And besides, there is always a chance that we and you are wrong. Maybe nothing will happen at all. Here's another one. This is from James McKinney, a scientist. The fact is that all government employees, especially those at NASA, are under strict gag orders not to tell the public of impending disasters to prevent public panic. Here is something from the Book of the Colburn. Men forget the days of the destroyer. Only the wise know where it went and that it will return in its appointed hour. Manuscript 3:1. Now remember what Jesus said. There shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And here's another one from James McKinney, the scientist. We are now looking into the future, no date given, at the possibility that another large object will arrive in our solar system. We already know that many world governments have already taken major steps to prepare complex cave cities to protect the few elite. They have stocked for these supplies for 50 to 100 years, complete with food, medical supplies, and all other human requirements. They have kept this secret and are essentially leaving the public to fend for themselves. Most will die in these caves, however. Yes, they will. Okay, the Colburn Bible and what it has to say about this. This is about the destroyer. It raged across the heavens in the days of wrath. This was its likeness. It was a billowing cloud of smoke enwrapped in a ruddy glow, not distinguishable in joint or limb. Its mouth was an abyss from which came flame, smoke, and hot cinders. God caused a celestial dragon from out of the heavens to encompass her, the earth, about. The seas were loosened from their cradles and rose up, pouring across the land. You may remember the movie 2012. That was very, very accurate. In fact, Jeremiah the prophet tells us all about that. The dragon was frightful to behold. It lashed its tail. It breathed out fire and hot coals, and a great catastrophe was inflicted upon mankind. The body of the dragon was coal, bright light, and beneath on the belly a ruddy-hued glow, while behind it trailed a flowing tail of smoke. It spewed out cinders, hot stones, and its breath was foul and stenchful, poisoning the nostrils of men. The passage caused great thunderings and lightnings. There's your plasma events, folk, to rend the thick, darkened sky, all heaven and earth being made hot. The seas were loosened from their cradles. They rose up, pouring across the land. There was an awful shrilling trumpeting, which overpowered even the howling of the unleashed winds. We've heard those trumpetings already, folks. These are all signs of the approach of the destroyer. Another sign that we're here. And remember, the birthday of Israel, the 70th year, comes to a close on the 14th of May. Not to say that we couldn't go into the 71st year, because we easily could. But they're now, I saw a photograph taken by a woman. I can't remember where she was. She didn't even know it was there, but when she developed it, you could easily see this object right behind the sun. And when I say behind, it was out to one side, but it was approaching the sun, so it was all lit up. Huge object, probably 20 times the size of Jupiter, maybe more. Then came the day when all things became still and apprehensive. For God caused a sign to appear in the heavens, so that men should know the earth would be afflicted. And the sign was a strange star. The star grew, and it waxed to a great brightness, and was awesome to behold. It put forth horns and sang, unlike anything ever seen before. So men, seeing it, said among themselves, "Surely, this is God appearing in the heavens above us." The star was not God, although it was directed by his design, but people had not wisdom to understand it. They of the first faith made sacrifices at most of the proper times, but instead of leaf crowns wore masks in the likeness of the sun and moon, believing them to be the rulers of omens. They worshipped an error. The malignant horned star and her escorts arrived. The doom shape is like a circling ball of flame, which scatters small fiery offspring in its train. It covers a fifth part of the sky and sends withering snake-like fingers down to the earth. Before it, the sky appears frightened, and it breaks up and scatters away. Midday is no brighter than night. It spawns a host of terrible things. These are things said of the destroyer in the old records. Read them with solemn heart, knowing that the doom shape has its appointed time, and it will return. So what we're watching here is the beginning of the signs of the destroyer. I believe the governments know it all too full well. And I want to get into another sign because it's very, very important. The fig tree that fell in Los Angeles, 144 years old since it was planted there. And it also points, obviously, to the 144,000 witnesses, which will be appointed right after the church leaves. And I know a lot of people don't believe in a pre-trib rapture or at-trib rapture or slightly into the trib rapture, but there's a lot of evidence pointing that that is actually the case. You're either going to be leaving or you're going to be hidden away if you're truly of the Lord. Anyway, 144 years old. Actually, 44 is 411, 4 times 11. So it's another 411 pointing to the 411 date of the two comets crossing over Aigo. I mean, God did that on purpose. These were the two huge, biggest comets recent humanity's ever seen. Why would he do that? Unless it was a very important date and it had a reason for being there. Anyway, this fig tree, this is interesting. It is a Moreton Bay fig tree from Moreton Bay, Australia. And they were planted at the Los Angeles Plaza. Now, that fig tree fell over on 3/2/2019. The fig tree was 144 years old. Notice the 322 once again. 322 and the year 19. Pointing again, I believe, to March 22nd. I don't know what's going to happen on March 22nd. We may not see anything. It might be spiritual in nature. Anyway, what's very, very interesting about this is that if you go to where the Moreton Island off the coast of Brisbane, Australia, in Moreton Bay, guess what it is? Guess what it looks like? A stone falling on the feet and toes. That's what it looks like. Daniel chapter 2. A rock falling upon the feet and toes. Well, guess who the rock is? Jesus Christ coming back, upsetting all of their plans. So here we go. I mean, this is all coming together, and I can't tell you exactly what it means, but I can tell you this is a definite heads up, folks. Things are happening all over the world to prove it, sign after sign after sign, and here we are. This is also interesting. This fellow did this 21st through the 22nd on our Gentile calendar. It will be 2nd Adar 14 and 15 on the Jewish calendar. It will begin on March 20th at sundown. Jewish people count each new day as beginning at sundown of the previous day. On the Jewish calendar, the first day of Purim will then begin on March 20th. Remember that. 2019 is the 19th year of the present century. Remember that one. Now let's put together what the numbers mean. March is the third month. The day is the 20th of the month. The year is the 19th year of the 20th century, actually 21st. The number adds up to 42. Now this is how the Lord does numbers. It's very, very interesting. 3 is the number in the Bible which signifies resurrection or rapture, third month, March. 20 is the number in the Bible which signifies redemption. 19 is the number in the Bible which signifies faith. These three numbers added up equal 42. 42 is the number of the Bible which signifies the coming of Jesus Christ. What could be more plain, folks? What could be more plain? And this is interesting, too, because he goes into Solomon 2, 8 through 13. And I think I got time to finish this. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the window, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past. Rain is over and gone. Spring, folks. Spring. We're just entering into it. If this doesn't raise your interest, you're probably in total denial of everything that has gone before. This thing is more than just a little spooky and more than just a little scary, but I felt I had to bring it to you the way I did because it's just too much entering into this thing. And the next few days may tell us nothing, or it may all be in a spiritual world, or they may tell us plenty. And we just have to wait and see. Myself, I believe a lot of this is pointing to April 11th. And between April 11th and May 14th, we'll know a whole lot more if we're still around. And a lot of us may not be around. Anyway, I thought this would kind of be a special report. And all the things that are going on in Venezuela and everything else, folks, how do I word this? Obama, Trump, the deep state, all of them, I think, are in this together. I don't think Psalm 2 does not exempt anyone for any reason. And if somebody can show me where Donald Trump or any of these people are exempt, like Obama, I'll take it back. I don't find it anywhere. And I think it's very, very sad that people are putting their trust in a man rather than putting their trust in Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Holy Ghost. And it's another thing of apostasy. Hopefully Donald Trump will give us a reprieve, a time again, but I'm not convinced at all. There's just too many signs that are all converging. and are converging very rapidly. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, folks. I hope I didn't bore you with all this. And we'll see you on Friday night. And again, pray for Larry and Darnett. They're not doing well. Anyway, good night, folks. Take it easy.